Welcome to Startup Stories. I'm your host, Ankit, and today we're diving into the fairways of entrepreneurship with the story of Matt Robinson, the founder of LiveTourney, a game-changing SaaS platform for golf tournaments. Imagine hitting an eagle on your first ever recorded hole and taking that as a cosmic nod to your startup's potential. That's where Matt's journey tees off. Matt, a 29-year-old software engineer from Seattle, combined his tech expertise and love for sports to address a gap in the golfing community. While playing in tournaments, Matt craved live updates but found the existing solutions either too expensive or cumbersome. His eureka moment? To create a user-friendly, cost-effective platform for live golf scoring. LiveTourney was born. With his wife as his brainstorming partner, they settled on the name LiveTourney and secured the domain for a mere $8. Matt's MVP was a race against time, targeting a June event. Despite not being a designer, he rolled up his sleeves and built the initial interface, which debuted with his first eagle and alongside his best friend and future co-founder, Henry. LiveTourney's USP was its simplicity. Eschewing the app download route, Matt developed a mobile-optimized web platform accessible via QR code or link. Its debut at a local tournament was met with resounding approval, particularly from an octogenarian whose wife could now follow his game in real time from home. The launch wasn't a grand affair, but a series of cold emails and calls to local golf courses seeking feedback and pilots. The real game changer was bringing on Henry, a natural salesperson, to handle customer acquisition. January 2023 marked their first paying customer, signaling the start of something special. LiveTourney's growth was organic and driven by the founders' agility in responding to customer needs. Their ability to quickly implement feedback and improve the service created a snowball effect of customer satisfaction and referrals. This nimble approach was a stark contrast to Matt's experiences at larger tech companies, where bureaucracy often stifled innovation. Today, LiveTourney boasts 20 customers across 7 states, with an ambitious target of $100,000 in ARR by year end. Matt's personal life is also flourishing, having recently welcomed his first child. His entrepreneurial journey is a testament to his belief that with dedication, anyone can achieve their dreams. For Matt, customer service has been key. Timely responses to issues have not only resolved problems, but also built trust. This ethos, coupled with a suite of development and customer-facing tools such as ReactNext, JS GitHub Copilot, and Apollo, has positioned LiveTourney for rapid customer-focused development. Matt credits podcasts like My First Million and Startups for the Rest of Us for inspiration and guidance. His advice to aspiring entrepreneurs: start small, stay consistent, and tackle the most important tasks daily. While not hiring yet, Matt is open to connecting with engineers passionate about golf for future opportunities. If you've been inspired by Matt's story, remember that the entrepreneurial fairway is open. Whether it's a side hustle or a full-blown venture, it's about taking that first swing. Who knows, you might just hit an eagle of your own. That's a wrap for today's episode of Startup Stories. If Matt's journey has sparked your entrepreneurial spirit, or if you have questions about LiveTourney, we encourage you to reach out and join the conversation. Keep chasing those dreams, and who knows, your startup story could be next. Thanks for hitting that follow or subscribe button. It means a lot to me. Until next time, I am Ankit, and thanks for listening to Startup Stories.